We'll call this edition two of the Outdoor Living segment at Rosie on the House. Last week, we had the folks from Bellegarde Pavers in studio. They flew in experts from Atlanta as well as a homeowner from Sacramento who had recently completed a large project of Bellegarde Pavers in the backyard. And this week we're talking about, okay, if the patio is done, what are some of the other accoutrements and accoutrements and options you can incorporate to start taking advantage of all this new, now beautiful space? And so we've got Tom Bonner here from Solar Safe Pool Covers that you could cover the pool, you could retire the pool. You were even talking, Tom, that you had a customer that covered the pool and left it covered. I can't remember what you told me. It was an incredible amount of time. And when they finally pulled it back off, it was like the day they covered it.
Well, that's actually my father's pool.
Oh, okay. All right.
And it's on the website.
Okay.
And we hibernated it for 8 years.
8 years?
8 years. And before we did the show last September, because we have an eight-year warranty on our material, we thought, well, this would be the year to take it out of hibernation. And the water was still very clear. Any of the dirt and debris that would get under, like in a monsoon storm, it would lift it a little bit, just fell to the bottom. So it only took me about an hour to clean it, and I only had to backwash it once. And so we did the video. Then I put it back into hibernation where it sits today.
Okay.
And he hadn't run the pump or put a single chemical, did nothing that entire 8 years.
Yeah, the key to hibernation is making sure the water quality is good before you put it in. You can't have phosphates or bacteria or whatever and then expect it to stay clear.
And it's a dark material, and that's key in keeping stuff from growing. It's the light that hits the water that can really create a lot of growth. When we do rain harvesting, that's the one of the first things they learned in the industry is they were using a lighter color plastic. Well, they've gone to a very thick, very dark plastic. So when that water is contained on the interior, nothing's growing.
Correct. For photosynthesis, you need light. So,
talking backyard patio space, we're going to be bringing in Tony Schindler, owner of Patio Furniture. Actually, operates right up in my neighborhood, the patio. I've just met Tony. We don't know each other, but what he doesn't know is I'm a regular customer of his shop. I'm in there on a regular basis. All of Jennifer's furniture out on the back patio came from your store. So we love it, and we're going to be talking about what can't you keep on the showroom floor, what's moving faster than you can inventory, what are the trends, what are you seeing about living outside? Because like I say, the population now is growing younger. They're wanting less house. They're wanting more outdoor space. And we're getting more creative. And you know what? My mom is like the counterintuitive side of that. Dear blessed mom, she's 80-some years old, and she's taken all of the outdoor furniture off of her back patio, and she's put indoor furniture on her back patio. So I understand that's one of the trends. We'll be talking with Tony shortly in just a little while. If you want to talk about something about your backyard, give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. One of the other things we talk about are some of the accessories you can put on the backyard. You can put in a pizza oven. You can put in a fireplace. You can put in your outdoor kitchen. And I tell you, we did an outdoor kitchen years ago, and as the summer approaches closer and closer and closer, we won't cook inside again until October or November. We take all that heat outside.
Yeah, you've got a nice cover. We do a lot of grilling in the summer. Well, one, there's light when I get home, so I can see what I'm doing. That's a big factor. But as you say, you're not heating the interior of your home. And you don't have to stand out there. You get it down right, time it 8 minutes on each side, on this temperature.
Turn the misters on, jump in the pool, finish barbecuing, whatever it is you got going on. And when you walk inside, your kitchen isn't 82 degrees. It's all about super cooling, right? It's what we talk about
That's
all
right.
the time. All right. So there you go. Tom, if somebody wanted to talk to you about fitting their pool with your pool cover, how would they reach you?
Phone number is 623-869-6015. Or you can also log in at the website, solarsafepoolcovers.com. And just as a special for your listeners today, we're offering $100 off our pool cover spring special. You can see it in many of the magazines that we advertise regularly. But for the folks listening today, we want to raise that to $200.
Okay.
So anybody that's hearing this call today, even if they have a 2 or 3 year old bid that they chose not to exercise but want to, we'll offer that $200 if you call us within the next 2 weeks. If you're not ready to buy a cover, right now, just call us, register the name and that you heard us, and then we'll honor that $200 discount.
Now, Tom, do y'all operate statewide?
We do, primarily here in Tucson. We're very busy in Tucson as well.
Oh, okay.
Not as many pools up north.
Yeah, sure.
We've done pools in Yuma, but, you know, there's a drive time there, so we have to factor that in. But technically, we could go anywhere statewide.
Very good. And the website one more time?
SolarSafePoolCovers.com.
You hear us talking all the time about maintenance-free living, maintenance-free living, maintenance-free living. This is, if you have a pool, you're not living maintenance-free. But as you just heard earlier, with that cover, 8 years hibernation, kept, and it was still usable water. So it's a great opportunity to not have to worry about fences or keeping up with the rusting wrought iron, but also extends pool season if you still continue to wish to use it. It's Solar Safe Pool Covers made right here in America.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.